Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Tamara, it's time for Cup Chat Live.
Woo! My favorite time of the week.
Exactly. It is the best time of the week. Not only is it Friday, but we're going to spend the next 30 minutes or so talking with our good friend and cohort, Tamara, who is the chair of the National Cub Scouting Committee. Tamara had a good idea today. It's almost kind of like an Ask Me Anything, like an AMA with Tamara.
We're going to get to know her a little bit.
You know, I've been working for Scouting America as a professional for many years, but I just kind of got hooked up with the Cub Scout Committee maybe 10 years ago. Lisa, our good friend Lisa, was the chair at the time. We have since gone through another excellent chair in Audrey, who did a great job during her time. And now we have another three in a row. It's pretty amazing how lucky we are to have another very, very competent, smart, dedicated volunteer. I want to be clear to everybody. I work for Scouting America. Tamara does not. Tamara does this because she loves it. She is the chair of the National Cub Scouting Committee, effective earlier this year. Is that right, Tamara?
That's right. Right after National Annual Meeting, May.
Yes. And we're going to give everybody the next 30 minutes or so a chance. I'm going to ask Tamara some questions. If you guys have questions for Tamara that you'd like to ask, leave them in the comments. Shout out to Wendy from Troop 38 and Pack 38. Shout out to Todd from Troop 601 in Farmingdale, New York. And shout out to Rusty. Thank you guys for joining us. Rusty's watching on YouTube because we are live on Facebook and YouTube. As Gina told us in the intro, this show will be recorded. You can listen to it as a podcast. What's up, Fred? Good to see you as usual. Tamara, let's start this show off with a pretty basic question. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how did you get here?
Oh my goodness. Well, first of all, Rusty, you're sleeping today. You weren't the first one. What? Wendy
I
beat
know.
You.
Rusty was about 30 seconds late today, right?
I can't imagine what was going on.
I know.
Anyway, good to see everybody. So thanks for asking that question. I'm excited to be here and be talking to you. I started off in exploring as a youth, as a law explorer. So I got to do like court cases and cool stuff like that. So that was super fun. I had no idea, by the way, that was part of Scouting America.
Right,
it was
right.
Just super fun, right? It was just super fun and cool. And then when I was in my 20s, I was in Sam Houston Area Council. Shout out to all my friends in Houston and that area. Mega council, amazing council. I was in Sea Scouts and I was a single adult sailing every weekend. Doesn't that sound rough, Aaron? That sounds rough.
Sounds okay to me, Tamara. I would do that. That sounds okay.
It was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. And we're just some great kids and got to go to Bark Eagle. And it was just exciting. And then I married an Eagle Scout. Aaron, that wasn't planned, but it worked out really well because he's an awesome person. You've met him.
You know, it's interesting. I did not know that about you, Tamara, but I bet that's not a coincidence. I bet you knew what kind of qualities you were interested in, right? And you ended up matched up with someone with a lot of, you know, like we all hope to be, right? With someone with some similar qualities. I did not know that your husband is an Eagle Scout. Very cool.
Yeah. Vigil honors for Order of Arrow. Like he's a great guy.
Awesome.
So we moved to Illinois, to Northeast Illinois Council. And he's like, I'd like to volunteer. I'd like to give back to something that meant a lot to me. And I'm like, well, what is that? And he's like, Scouting America. Well, it was Scouts BSA, you know, BSA at that point, right?
Yep, right.
And I said, oh, do they let women volunteer? And he goes, I think they do. So one thing, and I'm sure Wendy can, you know, knows this too. They do let women volunteer sure. I can tell you, mm-hmm. They were very happy to have me volunteer. Yeah. And we kind of went through the scouting program backwards and, we were adventuring in the area, in the area level. So that's the older youth program, older youth serving program. They have the green uniforms.
Right.
And then we started two new packs. We started two new packs for underserved communities in Waukegan. And they were awesome. And what we had to do, and I know you have, those of you who have smaller packs are going to understand where I'm coming from. We had five tables in the lunchroom and they each had signs, you know, tiger, wolf, bear, you know, and then we had them all sit there and I would give the mom the instructions for what she needed to do with that table. And I would kind of bounce between the tables and make sure everything was going okay. And they would run those kind of programs. And you know what? That's kind of what we're doing with those PAC resources now, except let me tell you, Aaron, the program is way easier now because it matches up. before it didn't match up, and it was like very difficult to plan, but it matched up. Then we had children. Then we moved to Chester County Council, which is in Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And we had children, and this is going to be funny for you guys. We knew the house we were moving into, so we knew the school, and so we knew the PAC that supported that school. And so before we moved into our house, I went onto the beascout.org and begged the club master. I said, I know you probably already have a den leader for tigers, but if you don't, I'd really like to be the den leader. Do you think that'd be okay? And he talks about this like, this is like a unicorn moment. Like there was never ever in his time.
What a dream. Yes. It's a dream come true for a cub master to get an email like that. Yeah.
So I became the Tiger Den Leader 5 years, best part of the program, right? It's just such a great time to be a den leader. Yes. So that's kind of my thing. I also served on the board at Chester County Council and was a program vice president and did activities and all kinds of stuff. So I've had a great, great run, great. I've worked in the Scouts BSA stuff too, and troops, and supporting two different troops, and have an Eagle Scout son, and now recently, yay Mia, an Eagle Scout daughter. So.
That is awesome, awesome, awesome. We're 7 minutes into our show, and I have already learned so many things that I didn't know about Tamara. And Tamara and I are friends. I know Tamara, so this is great. Rusty sends his apologies. He says he was a little bit busy. That's why he didn't join until 2:01. We're going to allow it this time. We're going to allow it this time, Tamara, okay? Exactly. Shout out to Susan from Missouri. Our good friend Nilesh says, go Philly. Okay, I'm down here in Dallas. I don't know if I can support that, but fine. Shout out to David, who's watching from the UK. Thanks for watching.
Oh, David. Wow. Hi, David.
Yes. Susan points out it's so easy to work with multiple dens at the same time. Now we can do so much more as a pack. That's great. That's one of the advantages of the updated Cub Scout program. People like Tamara recognize this need and made that change. And I want to point out again, I say this all the time, but Tamara, you know, but one of the complaints that I get from people is that, oh, you guys down in Texas, you professionals, you know, you're not connected into the field. Well, and that's a fair point. I mean, I was a Cub Master. My son was in Cub Scouts and I was his den leader and I was his Cub Master, but still I get it. I am a professional in an office in Texas, but that's why we have people like Tamara who are not professionals in offices in Texas. Tamara has been there. She's been through the process. I did not realize you were a volunteer for all those other programs as well. And that expertise is what really feeds into her experience, her knowledge. And that's what makes her qualified to be the chair of the National Cub Scouting Committee. It's so good to have you as the chair, Tamara. For the folks who don't know, can you give us a quick summary of your role as chair now that you have been in this position for a few months? What do you do exactly?
Okay. So my role as the chair of the National Cub Scout Committee is really, it's collaboration, if I was going to summarize it in a word, right? So we're collaborating with the other program teams. So for example, you get to hang out with Angelique. How cool is that? The Scouts BSA lead, right?
Yeah.
And Julie Dalton, the venturing lead. And then we've got people who are on awards and insignia and people who do outdoor program, and all those committees kind of feed together, and we all have to kind of work together, right? Because each of us has a part. So like outdoor programs has a part for Cub Scouts. They have say in what we do. They have say in Baloo. They have say in different things like that. So we need to work together. So part of my role is that collaboration point. And then I'm so lucky because I get to be a part of a key three. The Cub Scouting Committee has a key three. Nilesh, oh my goodness, is pretty much a rock star. He's our commissioner. You saw him on some Cub Chat Lives already. We're so delighted to have him. And before that, Cub Chat Mike, he was our Cub Scout commissioner before Nilesh. So we have a history of amazing people. And then Anthony Berger is the third person on our key three. And we coordinate together. So we're constantly looking at surveys. We're constantly, and I know we talk about data a lot in the Cub Scout Committee. It's because we all have opinions, right, Aaron?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
You all scouters, I have never met a scouter who I said, well, what do you think about this? And they go, I just don't know. I don't have an
whatever.
Opinion. No,
whatever,
like, that's not whatever. True. We all base our opinions on our what we have experienced before. That's not always what everyone experienced before, right? Like our pack used to earn every award there was. That wasn't normal. I didn't realize that, right? Because we were part of the 1%. We didn't know that. So we take data and we survey people and then we look at the data and then we constantly are tweaking the direction and the course of what we're going to be working on. And then we create projects based on these things that we identify that we need to do to support you, not you, Aaron, but you, yep. Our audience.
The more important people, the people watching.
The most important people in Cub Scouting is our unit leaders and our den leaders. And how can we support you and our parents and our scouts? So that's what we do on the National Cub Scout Committee.
Awesome. Hey, DJ, good to see you watching right down the road from me in Irving. And speaking of Nilesh, she says, if you're not aware of it, the new Cub Scout meeting resources are very helpful for PAC meetings. Good reminder. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Tamara, I would love to chat with you a little bit more about your experience as a volunteer. Did you have a favorite activity or anything like that from your time in Cub Scouting?
Yes. Okay. So I'm sure, and I want to hear what other people's favorite time too was, but yeah. My favorite time in Cub Scouts was camping.
Yes. And I was going to say that. Absolutely.
I was thinking you were going to say that.
Yep.
And so our pack, and I don't think we're like a normal, we were not a necessarily a normal pack, but we had a spring camp out and a fall camp out.
Yep.
That were outside traditional campouts in tents. You know, we're in Pennsylvania, so it gets cold in the winter. We would do a cabin camp out in the winter. And then we would have some specialty campouts, like maybe camping at a zoo or camping at a museum or camping on a battleship. So we always had those two outdoor campouts, and I loved them. And part of my love in that is I love outdoor cooking. And I find that a lot of kids get really excited when they get a chance to see what they can do. So when you tell a Cub Scout that do you think I can make cookies in this Amazon box? And they'll go, no, you can't do that. And I'm like, are you sure? And they'll go,
challenge
yes.
her. Don't challenge her. She'll do it.
And then you put some aluminum foil, you make a little thing, you put a grate in there, you put a thing of coals in there, and you get that sheet of cookies. And you know what? In 20 minutes, you've got cookies and they're delicious and hot and warm. And that's exciting for Cub Scouts to see.
It's magical. It really is.
Right? It's magical. And the reflector oven. Introducing banana boats instead of just s'mores all the time. Now we have banana boats and you have walking tacos are normal and Superman eggs and the whole nine yards. It's just super fun. Not yep. to mention this, the build your own trail mix station, right? Just super fun stuff. Really fun.
I agree. Yeah. Camping and in specific s'mores were always the highlight for me. I would have to be held back from eating all the s'mores. I have to be reminded that the kids would eat s'mores first because I would just eat them all. So yeah,
even the nasty bread on the stick, which you're like, why would anyone like that dough on the stick?
What,
do they love dough on the stick?
Yes, absolutely. Everything tastes delicious when you're out on a camp out like that.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know why. I mean, yeah. And then so I think you asked what's like the best thing as a volunteer too. So yeah. A little slightly different. So it's the people. You know, for me, even at the National Cub Scout level. Even now, for me, the people part of it is the most important part and the most exciting part. Getting to know all the families in my pack. I mean, Pack 215, Bradford Heights, in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. I'm telling you, like, that group of people are my family forever and ever. Like, we went on campouts together. You know, I would see mom come in. I would only see her maybe once a month at the PAC meeting, but we'd catch up on how her job was going. And it was just this whole family, you know, this dynamic and watching the kids grow up and watching them mature and go from kids who were so shy, they couldn't even tell you anything about the Bobcat. They were so shy, right? To going to leading like flag ceremonies at our elementary school, to doing service projects, to helping other people even without being asked, like all those things are so incredible to be able to witness that as a Cub Scout leader. That's the best, right?
100%. Yes, I agree with that. And so my son amazingly, weirdly just graduated from high school this last spring. And he almost had like a mini Cub Scout reunion. A lot of his fellow, they're all the same age, right? And so I saw a lot of the parents from his den back when they were Tiger Cubs whatever, however many years ago that was, you know, and they all made it. And it was so cool to see everybody again. Some of them, you know, a lot of them stayed in scouting. Some of them didn't. We've kind of gone our different ways. But yeah, it's a family. It really is. It's a bunch of parents who are all together for the same reason. We all want our children to do something fun, but also want them to learn and develop some skills that they're going to use down the road. And yeah, friends for life. Absolutely. That is totally the highlight. I think if we've done entire Cub Chat episodes about creating families, right? Creating a family environment in your pack, how important that is. I think that means you did something right. You know, I'm sure as a Cub Master, I screwed a lot of things up, but that was something we got right. We had a family environment. That's so cool to hear. Again, I just think it's great that the leader of the National Cub Scouting Committee has had that experience themselves, right? That is so, so valuable. Speaking of leading at the National Cub Scout level, Tamara, maybe you could tell us about that process. There may be people watching right now who might be like, I wonder if I could do that someday. What was that process like? What does it take? You know, what are you folks looking for the next leaders? And tell us about that kind of thing.
Well, that's a great question. Thanks, Aaron. Because I get asked this all the time. You know, people are like, how do you get on the National Cub Scout Committee? It seems like, So I'll be honest, like sometimes it's right place, right time. You're meeting the right person, right? So for me, for example, I went to a program planning conference at Philmont. I was the vice president for program for our council. I was asked to go. And so I went and my family went. And I know that sounds like a hardship, right, Aaron? It was just like Andrea was like saying, like,
was we just talked about that last week. Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you're bringing families in and they're getting to do all these really amazing stuff. My kids loved it. My husband went, was it Silverado? Is the program for the spouse? So if you're in a training program and your spouse
is called, but I know there is something like that. Yeah.
They have a program where your spouse gets to do really super cool stuff while you're in training classes. So he had the best time ever. So we went for that. And Lisa Wiley, I didn't realize it, but first of all, fabulous, fabulous Lisa. She was a week into the job and this was like her first thing. And so I was the first person she recruited on the National Cub Scout Committee. Because we met there and she was like, oh, she has some snap. You know, we can work together. And I was like, oh, Lisa's amazing. So that's how I got involved. That's how I personally got involved. The way that we get involved now is do awesome stuff. So do awesome stuff in your unit and in your district, your council, your territory, and be willing to share it. So a lot of times we see people sharing cool stuff on Facebook, in different places, and we leverage that. So then we'll go, wow, that's really awesome. And so then once we see, like, so for example, Bobby Galeza is somebody I talk about a lot. He created those cross rank, a sheet that's on one pager. So for every rank that has cross rank kind of requirements, he created a one pager so that I can, as a den leader or pack leader, look at it and see everything I have to accomplish all in one sheet. And so Bobby did that before we even released a new program, because that's how awesome Bobby is. So I asked Bobby to be on one of our sub teams. So that's the first step. We introduce you to a sub team and you get to do work on the sub team. That's what we do. We do projects all the time. When you work on the sub team, it gives us a chance to get to know you, and it gives us a chance for you to know us too, and to see if you're a good fit. So then now Bobby, I'm so excited, is actually now on our National Cub Scout Committee. So I'm very excited about Bobby being on there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and I see Jeff Motsley. I know him.
Hey. I was just going to say we owe a few more shout outs here. Todd says he's leaving for Scout Summer Camp on Sunday. Great, Todd. Have a great, great time. Wilfredo is watching from the Philippines. Welcome.
Wow.
Some good international viewers, which I appreciate.
So cool.
Shout out to Cheryl from Rochester, New York. My wife's family is from Rochester, New York. So Cheryl, nice. Shout out to Rochester. I've been there many times. Hey, Jeff. Jeff says congratulations. Tamara, I think you just said that. Yes. Cool, Jeff. Thank you for chiming in. Fred's asked a question. Can we take this question from Fred, Tamara, about the project? We've talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
We did a demonstration at NAMM. I was going to say, I bet you have one sitting right there.
I do.
This is really, really cool.
I actually take them on the plane with me because I can do activities.
There's demand for these cards, Tamara. Maybe give us a quick summary of what they are and then where people can get them.
So those are, Fred, that's a great question. So they're going to be available in August to select Scout stores and online. So online, you'll be able to get them all day long. The Scout stores, there's a list of them. They're kind of the way I would characterize them. They're very large Scout stores in big metropolitan areas. So because they're being trialed, that's why they're not in every store. Once we get through this initial phase and things go well and they catch on, then they'll be in every store. You know, then they'll have the chance to be in every store. For this first run of cards, that's how they're rolling them out. So August.
Scoutshop.org would be the source for them to order them mm-hmm. online in August. Fred, I'm sure you probably have scoutshop.org bookmarked. If not, bookmark it. Check back regularly. The cards are very, very exciting, very easy ways, fun, simple, and easy to do your den meetings, right? Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Fred says, as a Philmont ambassador, one of the great things he likes to do is talk to families about family adventure camp. I'm sure, Fred, you saw our episode last week when we did that
with
Andrea. Yes, what a cool program that is. That's just been in the last 5 or 6 years or so, this family adventure camp concept was created, and a great opportunity for Cub Scout families to go on a vacation or an extra trip or whatever they're doing. Susan says that sheet is amazing. I will use it. Yeah, that sheet is the law. I think she's talking about the chart that shows the adventure.
That's the Bobby Galeza tool.
Created by a volunteer. Yeah, not by one of us stuffy professionals in an office down here. So, Tamara, we've talked about the process of you volunteering for the National Cub Scouting Committee, but I want to dig behind what makes Tamara tick. So fine, we know how you did it, but why? What made you feel compelled that this is something you wanted to do?
It was Lisa Wiley. No,
I bet it was.
She's a force, man. Like, you're not going to say no to Lisa.
Nope, absolutely.
So I think, you know, a lot of times we think, like, first of all, mad passionate about Cub Scout program for sure. And when she asked me, I was like, oh, really? Because I said yes, because I wanted to work with her and I wanted to work with Anthony. But then I absolutely love the Cub Scout program. And I was kind of in the back of my mind thinking, oh, is this something like I want to make sure I can do a really good job? But I was confident that I would give it my best. And it's been like the best job. And honestly, right now, this job, I think it's going to be the best job I've probably ever had, right? How could it not be? I get to work. Look at our volunteers that are in today's chat. Here it is summertime, and Susan and Fred and Cheryl and all these other people are here hanging out with us on a Friday afternoon when they could be by the pool or doing yard work or whatever. And they're awesome. And it's just such a pleasure to be someone who gets to collaborate with these other teams, and then to support all these amazing volunteers. You know, that's got to be the best job. That's what I think.
it's an honor to get to work with volunteers like we have. Like you said, Tamara, they're very passionate. They have opinions, which we love, but they're also very respectful. And our commenters are always great, very respectful in the chat, even if they disagree with something. So that's Absolutely. A good answer, Tamara. Very good answer. We talked about this a little bit. The Cub Scout programs went through some pretty significant updates last year. You were a part of that as a member of the committee and then continuing on now as it's been rolled out over the last year or so. Can you just give us an update on how that's gone and your thoughts? And you know, it's a big deal. How has it been so far? I know it's been a year or so since they've been active.
Right. So a year as of June 1st, right? So we've been through a whole year.
Yep.
So this is great timing. I feel like you were like a fly on the wall in our Q3 this week, but we have a survey that's going to be coming out. So in general, what our comments, our feedback from the field has been very positive.
An important alert. It's okay.
I'm sorry. There's an alert going on. Sorry about that.
I know. It happens. I know.
Yeah, we're not even in Texas and we're having alerts here too. Yeah, so, the weather patterns are crazy these days. It's been very positive. Do you occasionally get a couple of people who have something to share that's maybe not as positive? Of course, that's always going to happen.
Sure.
But in general, everything's been super positive. We are sending out a survey. It's going to be coming out soon. And I know you probably think, wow, you know, she always talks about surveys and data, but we're really passionate about this. And it's because, like Aaron and I've discussed, everyone has opinions. So if we were going to base the Cub Scout program based on Tamara and Neelish's opinion of how it should go, it wouldn't be indicative of how the entire country feels, right? Because Neelish and I both live in the outside the Philly area, and we would have a different perception of what would be successful, right? Because we live in a different part of the country, different experiences. When we give you guys a survey, this next one is going to be really easy to fill out. I filled it out this week as a test, and I picked a den leader who was a super achiever. So I picked a den leader, and then it's going to ask you which adventures did you complete this year? So I put them all. Okay. So, and I did wolf as my example, and then you go to the next thing and it's going to ask you three different things about each of the adventures that you completed. It's going to ask you, how did your scouts like it? You know, was it engaging? Did it have some room for improvement? Whatever. It's going to ask you, how easy was it to plan? And then how easy was it to implement, to do it? How did it go? So it's really simple. And by doing that, it's going to give us the feedback we need on maybe which adventures aren't playing well, or in some cases, it's going to tell us, wow, the activities for these adventures are not clear enough. We need to do better. Mm-hmm. And then the last page of it, which I think is really helpful, and I encourage you all to spend the time to fill it in because it's an actual typing one. And it asks you, of all the things you did last year, what was your favorite thing? So like, for example, it might be let's camp, right? That's the camping one. And it's going to say what and why was that your favorite? You know, we got to go outdoors, we got to do outdoor cooking, whatever it is. Then the next question is really important. It says, which one was your least favorite? What didn't go well? And you're going to write that in. So let's say for wolf, I might say council fire. And then I'd say which activity didn't work, which requirement. And I might say, well, I didn't have a million Legos, so it's hard for me to build the house for the one. So that one you have to build a house and then you build some buildings and then you make a neighborhood with all the buildings. So I've seen some amazing things with Legos, but if you didn't have all those building things, some people were struggling. So if you remember, I think you might've been with me when we did this one, the citizenship adventures, we created a paper house because one of you in the Facebook group said, this was really hard. I couldn't do this. So you made a paper house. So then because you were amazing, we leveraged your paper house. We made it into some buildings too. And then we reposted that for everybody. Okay. So that would be an example of where you gave us feedback. It didn't work really well. And then we're able to leverage what you did. So you're going to tell us if you were able to find a solution, what did you do? And then we might reach back out to you and go, hey, if you made a paper house, can we leverage that? So that's how we're going to keep doing better, right? We constantly want to improve, right? We've got a great framework, which I love. I feel like Neelish and I are like so lucky because we get to work with this framework that Audrey and Lisa toiled over and did so much hard work. And now we get to do fun stuff because we get to collaborate with all of our unit leaders on what extra stuff we can add.
That is awesome. Yeah. The Cub Scout committee, they want to hear from volunteers. That is 100% true. I believe it. To be clear, this email, does it go out to like everybody who's a registered adult volunteer?
I think the way Pat Wellen, who's I call her the data goddess.
Yes.
She's the one that does Voice of Scouting. I don't think it goes to every leader. I think that she picks like some amount of leaders every time and rotates that through so nobody feels overwhelmed.
Nobody gets bombarded. Yes.
That's the way she's going to do this.
I think that is right, Tamara. So my advice would be to check your email. It's easy to ignore those surveys. But hey, if this is your chance to give feedback. As Neelish says, yeah, please respond to the survey. You can be part of making the Cub Scout experience even better in the future. Thank you for posting that, Neelish. Yes. And another thing is these folks are all over the Facebook volunteer groups. They're in there. They know people, and people aren't afraid to give opinions. And you know, is every single person going to be happy? Probably not, but they listen to every single voice. You have a voice, and that is your chance to be heard. Scouter Craig on YouTube says he did the paper house as a wolf leader last year. Great idea for me.
Yay. That's
very, very cool, Scouter. Scouter Craig, appreciate that very, very much. We have just another minute or two with Tamara, our National Cub Scouting Chair. Now's a great time maybe to talk about the future. You're going to be in this position for a couple more years, right?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Can you see the future, Tamara? What do you predict? Put on your spare cap. Tell us what's going to happen.
So we're going to keep, we're going to look at this data that's going to come back, and that's going to tell us we need some different activities. We're also going to be, we're working on some stuff this summer. We're redoing the ceremonies for dens and packs. I don't know if you remember this one, an oldie, but a goodie, Aaron.
Yeah, I remember that.
And like I've got some teachers that are on my team. They're in the process of having a summertime where they're able to help me more on the Cub Scout stuff. So I'm excited about that. So James is working on that. We're doing a crowdsourcing. So we're going to have a template, a fillable PDF, where you're going to be able to put your ideas into it. And then when we get to your ideas and we publish them, we're going to put your name, your pack, council, and we're going to celebrate you, because honestly, we're pulling a lot of this stuff from you guys anyway. So we'd love to give you credit for that. I know Kim's saying that she'd love to see visuals for the projects and activities. You're absolutely right, Kim. You know, you'll see in the games, we have a little chart for how to lay out games. So we've started adding that in. And we do on the activities, the DIN meeting activities, we do have some pictures and some drawings on some of them, but not all of them. So I totally, totally understand where you're coming from. I appreciate your comments, Kim. We've got crowdsourcing. Nilesh is working on a really cool project where we're doing, we have a checklist, a quick start guide for new packs and struggling packs. It's going to be 4 months of program where we tell you exactly kind of what to do every week. And for those people who are struggling to find leaders and everything, they're going to be able to do that. It utilizes a lot of our pack resources, but it tells you how to, also how to engage those parents and how to get that going. Because we realize that's the hardest part of starting a pack isn't getting the applications in. It's like, what do you do with those 5 kids and their parents once you get them, right? Where do you start? So we're going to help with that. And then in the fall, as we roll into the fall, we have a lot of new projects that are on the slate that we haven't prioritized yet, but we'll start working on them in August. Typically, we take off a couple of months in the summer at the in our committee. We're not doing that this summer because Nilesh, I know he's like, Tamara's such a meanie. She's making me work all summer. No, he's such a good person. He's doing a great job. I'm excited about what he's creating and excited about all the other stuff. We're going to keep adding more content. We're hoping to get a lot of good ideas from you guys. Please, 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 when I pop out these things, the template, please feel free to, you know, fill them out. Help us out. We want to celebrate all the awesome ideas that you have.
Yes. Awesome. 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 This committee, they stay busy, guys. They are always trying to work. They work hard.
Never done.
Exactly. Yeah. There's always things to be done. Tobias says, I love your guys' commitment. Way to go. Thank you, Tobias. Thanks for watching the show. Appreciate that. Thanks to all the comments. Before we let you go, Tamara, we talked a little bit about this early, but maybe let's just send one final message to our volunteers out there. We wouldn't exist without them. What can you say? What, you know, final so words I know to all of our Cub Scout volunteers.
Yeah, I'm sure they get tired of me saying this, but I hopefully they know it's from my heart. The magic of Cub Scouts, we talk about this, right? There's a magic involved in Cub Scouting. You can see it on the faces when you make the box cookies, right? And you prove to them that you can do that. And there's a magic that comes with being in the Cub Scouting program. That doesn't happen at the national Cub Scout level. We're kind of on the bottom trying to like help you, right? Give you resources to support you. And we want you to be wildly successful, right? So the magic of Cub Scouting happens because of you. It happens because of your passion, your heart, your commitment, your dedication. And so we love you guys. And like, we want to be helpful to you. We want to do all the good stuff for you and support you in any way that we can. And so we appreciate you and your passion and your commitment. You are where the magic happens.
That is so well said and so true. I'm a big fan of all of the Scouting America programs that are out there. I love venturing. I love Scouts BSA. Love
we're
exploring.
Best. We're the best.
I'm kind of partial to Cub Scouts, Tamara. I'm not going to lie to you.
Because we're the best.
It is magical for sure. Thanks you all for watching today. Thanks again, Tamara. Always so good to see you and so good
to
chat with you. I want to tease everybody and let everybody know we'll be back next week with another episode. We're going to talk about fundraising, and you might be thinking, fundraising. We're going to make it fun. Okay. We're going to make this fun. It's going to be worth tuning into you. Talk about how it can benefit your pack, not just the finances of your pack, but also the Cub Scouts and their experience and things like that. Be sure and tune in for that. Thank you again, Tamara.
And in 2 weeks. Oh, can I tease one more thing?
Of course you can.
Two weeks. We're going to soft launch crowdsourcing. So please tune in for that. Bring your creative folks that have all these great ideas. let's do this. Let's really come out strong and get some really cool content out there.
I think the moral of the story is you need to watch CupChat live
because that's
we're
it.
Going to talk about important stuff. Yes, and the next few weeks are going to be for sure. You're going to want to.
Oh, David, tune sweet. In
as
Love
we head into
you.
The fall. Yeah,
sweet.
I agree. Well, very, 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 very well put, David. Appreciate that very much. Thank you again, Tamara. Thanks to all you for watching at home. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, Tamara.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.